was thinking there is another, a fourth purport why that may have happened. The thief of Maya has stolen the vision of Radha and Krishna from our hearts. And it is very difficult to find by any of our own endeavors or by the endeavors of others. But if one comes to Navadvip and receives the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, then Radha Krishna are easily once again revealed to us. This is our philosophy, actually. Tonight, we would especially like to offer our gratitude to all of the management and all of the devotees of Sri Mayapur Dham. Shankar Shanitai, Naru Gopal, or any of the other MAC members or leaders of Mayapur, are you here? Can you please come to the stage? For these devotees to accommodate almost 4,000 pilgrims, not at the time of Gaur Purnima where they're expecting, but just in the middle of the year, to welcome us so lovingly, to provide such beautiful accommodations, such amazing facilities. I cannot imagine any other temple in the whole world where you could just bring 4,000 people in the middle of the year and they make such beautiful arrangements. I think you are all relatively comfortable. They erected this pandal for us here, and they erected the pandal for us for prasad, and they gave us the place to arrange kitchens and cooking and all the lamps for the Dhammodharashtakam every night and everything else. It's really breathtaking and heart-melting what the devotees of Sri Mayapur Dham have done for all of us. And all of the devotees on the yatra, let us, here are some representatives. Can you come front, please? No, front.
We have to hear you.
They can see us.
No, they cannot see. Srila Prabhupada wanted Sri Mayapur Dham to be a place where devotees from all over the world, small numbers, large numbers, could come to become spiritually rejuvenated by the mercy of the Panchatattva. And we would like to request all of the devotees on our yatra to express our sincerest, deepest, heartfelt gratitude to all the devotees and the leaders of Sri Mayapur Dham for their incredible hospitality and the wonderful facility they've given us for our spiritual advancement. Let us very loudly chant Hare Krishna. My request is you chant 10 million times louder. very much. Please stay on the stage. We'd like, if any of you or all of you would like to share some message with us. We'll begin with MAC members.
Hare Krishna. So, on behalf of Mayapur Management, Mayapur Administrative Council, I would like to express our inability to accommodate all of you. And I know that you have gone through a lot of difficulties and inconveniences, and I really beg apology and forgiveness for all the inconveniences caused to you, knowingly, unknowingly, by the devotees and by the management of Mayapur. And Prabhupada said that Mayapur is the home for all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So actually, you are the owner of this home, and devotees, residents and management of ISKCON Mayapur are just like the caretakers of this big house which Srila Prabhupada has built. But sometimes, being here for a long time, we feel that we are the owners, and because of that false ego, we commit a lot of offenses. So please forgive us for all the offenses and inconveniences, and give the blessings so that we can sincerely imbibe the mood of service as a caretaker of this big house, the international headquarters given by Prabhupada to all of us, to make a home for a comfortable stay for the devotees coming from worldwide, and sincerely try to improve the service attitude. And I would like to request His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj to bring more and more devotees more frequently to Sridham Mayapur. So when Maharaj started to come, it was very few devotees, 200, 300 like that. So this year more than 3,000. So maybe one day Maharaj will bring 10,000 devotees. And for Maharaj only, we have to create facilities. So we already have planned to build another guest house. So because of the pressure of Chaupati Yatra, Mayapur will be forced to build more and more guest houses, and maybe one day we'll be able to accommodate 10,000 devotees from all over the world. And at the end, again, I beg forgiveness, and I would like to request all of you, in spite of so many inconveniences also, because it is our home, please come again and again and give your divine association to inspire us in devotional service to Panchatattva, Radha Madhava and Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Now I'd like to request the chairman of our Mayapur Community Sevaks, the committee who looks after our international community of Grihastha devotees, Subhakshana Prabhu, to say a few words about this Jatra and something to say about Mayapur.
Hare Krishna. So we read in the Navadvip Mahatmya that in Kali Yuga all the other dams, they lose their potency and Mayapur Dam becomes more and more potent. So I was sometimes wondering how does it work. And then during this yatra, when I was walking by and seeing Radhanath Maharaj and all of you sitting here like the sages of Naimisharanya, just did a little calculation before that among just Bombay visiting devotees, there's probably around 80 million of Krishna name chanted every day. Then that becomes very clear to me that yes, definitely Radhanath Maharaj's visit have something to do with Mayapur Dham becoming more and more potent in Kali Yuga. So we would like to thank Radhanath Maharaj for bringing this auspicious spiritual potency here to Mayapur. On the behalf of the international devotees, we would also like to thank you for your very, very wonderful Vaishnava behavior. Prabhupada wanted foreigners to come to India and learn Indian culture, Vaishnava behavior, proper Vaishnava dealings. So Bombay devotees are very, very exemplary in this way, and we are very happy to have you here and have your association. We are hoping that you will also come and visit other times. Mayapur is always open to all of you. Please come visit us in our houses, and share your wonderful Krishna consciousness with us. Thank you very much.
So now I would like to request a very senior devotee of Sridham Mayapur, His Grace Bhaddacharya Prabhu. So he has been serving ISKCON for last 25 years, more than that, 30 years. So he was the Chief Executive Officer, General Manager of ISKCON Mayapur. So because of health reasons and some other pressing issues, he is not so actively involved in frontline management, but he has a lot of experience, and he is a member of one of the most senior member of Mayapur Administrative Council, and he does lot of services for Sridham Mayapur, and presently he is holding the position of managing the Life Member Guest House Department, and he plays other different services in Sridham Mayapur. So I'd like to request him to say a few words.
Hare Krishna, thank you all. The previous speakers, they have already translated my mind, so I don't have to speak much, but I definitely take this opportunity to beg your blessings. I had the opportunity to hear two classes here, but all other time I was in Calcutta or in Bhubaneswar for doing some other service. So Sri Mayapur Chandradev Mandir has decided to organize a Sankirtan Yatra on the occasion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's 500th anniversary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acceptance of sannyas from Sri Mayapur to Puri. And this is Yatra for 20 days in different 20 places. Will be trying to exactly follow the route as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed the route after taking sannyas. So from the very beginning, when we wanted to do this, we were begging the blessings from Srila Prabhupada, from different deities. We have also approached His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, and he has very kindly accepted our invitation to come to our Calcutta program for 25th and 26th, actually by cancelling the program in Pune, which is very, very important, or postponing that program. So I do not know how to express my gratitude for His kindness. So I would like to beg the blessings of all the devotees. Please give your blessings, just like you have enjoyed last several days hearing the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the lips of a pure devotee, His Holiness Radha Swami Maharaj. Such type of opportunity may the people of Bengal and Orissa receive, and they may be also absorbed in the transcendental pastimes of the Lord and chanting of the holy name. Only by your blessings such an endeavor is going to be successful. So please bless us, all the organizers, the devotees, those who are trying to execute this transcendental service to the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Thank you all.
So now from Mac, the last speaker, then I'll hand over to Radhanath Maharaj. So Shastra Prabhu, all of you know, right? So Shastra Prabhu is giving the mercy of the holy name, and he established our Nagar Sankirtan department, and he takes out his Harinam party every day in different parts of Navadvip, following the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and is also the chairman of the housing commission, looks after our housing area, and is also a member of our Mayapur administrative council. So I'd like to request him to say a few words to all of you.
Hare Krishna. So all my leaders have already said what I'd wanted to say. And there's one important thing I want to say, which is that the role Radhanath Maharaj and Jayapataka Maharaj has played after the departure of my Guru Maharaj Bhaktisiddhanta Swami is so important and touching to my heart. And hearing that 4,500 devotees will be coming, mainly disciples of Radhanath Maharaj, within my mind I was thinking, how can I serve all these devotees? Within my heart, I wish I could serve each of you individually. But then, I remember hearing one lecture of Radhanath Maharaj, and he said, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, immediately you automatically serve all living entities. So I would like to thank you very much for giving us this opportunity to continue doing this Harinam. And also like to beg you to forgive us any offenses that we might have committed, knowingly or unknowingly, while you are here. And you bless us so that we can remain your humble servant. And we also humble beg you that you can come every year after year. And the number should increase, as Shankarsham Nitai Prabhu has said, to 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, as Srila Prabhupada has predicted. Hare Krishna.
So now I hand over the mic to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Shastra Prabhu has come out with a new CD. Do you have that? We will, at this very moment, perform the official launching of his CD. Of course, Shastra Prabhu is one of the very intimate, loving disciples of His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Maharaj. And such a beautiful heart, wonderful Vaishnava. And he and his son Krishna Das and other devotees here in Mayapur has made this CD as an offering of love to His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. So I request everyone, please buy this CD. Would you like to say something?
Hare Krishna. So many devotees ask me why we have dedicated this CD to His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. And I was explaining to them that the love and affection Jayapataka Maharaj has for devotees over here, the way he treats the devotees. And then one particular thing that touched me most was before Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj left this world, he personally instructed him to visit West Africa, which is a very difficult zone. I'm sure most of you have listened to the longest lecture given by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, 5 hours lecture on His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Maharaj. So everything has been said over there. And even though it's a difficult place, Japataka Maharaj was there 3 times. And before he had the sickness, the stroke last year, he was planning to actually go there again. So that of that love and the love he has, that he accommodates all of us. In Mayapur here, we have devotees from more than 45 countries. The way he accommodates everyone and treats everyone equally is very touchy to the heart. So in that regard, we have dedicated the 3rd track of this album to him. So maybe we'll request the music man to play the last track, which we already dedicated to him on his Vyasa Puja this year. But that time the album was not completed. But now that the album is completed, we feel to be a great honor to announce it and present it to all the devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. His Holiness Japataka Maharaj suffered from a stroke. This was devastating to the whole world of devotees. The devotees seriously started chanting.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Defeating the expectation of the medical doctors, Maharaj recovered miraculously to be with us once again. Hari Bol!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare.
Request all the devotees who listen to this musical CD to pray for his continual healing and continue chanting. Japataka Maharaj will remain with us for many years on this planet as we are in need of his guidance and love. Jai, all glories to His Holiness Japataka Swami Maharaj Ki.
can buy it if you like.
Get a special price for that copy.
Let us at this time all take a few minutes and a few moments in silence to pray for the recovery of His Holiness Jaipatak Swami Maharaj. Mercy of the Lord upon my dear God brother Grahila Prabhu. Let us all offer our heartfelt prayer for Krishna's blessings to my god sister who's very sick, Rasagya Devi. Thank you very much.
Oh, we have a sport. And really, that is a tournament from cancer.
This time I would request one of the very senior most devotees of our society to speak to us. Maharaj joined in 1966. In 26 Second Avenue in New York. You were one of the, at the original initiation?
Yeah.
In the first initiation ceremony Prabhupada ever performed in ISKCON, Umapati Maharaj was initiated. Let us offer our gratitude to him for being one of the founding brothers of ISKCON, who, when Prabhupada needed help the most, when he had nothing and no one, he was one of those few people who stood forward to give his life to support Srila Prabhupada's mission of compassion. Let us loudly offer our gratitude to Umapati Swami Maharaj.
Well, I don't really deserve all that. Somehow or other, I got the mercy to be in the right place at the right time. I didn't know what I was doing.
Can I say one thing before he continues? Just recently at Radha Gopinath Temple, all the brahmacharis and usually myself, we take lunch prasad together, and there's a rule of complete silence as His Holiness Satsarup Goswami Maharaj's Prabhupada Lilamrita is read every day. And on this one day, the reading described Prabhupada in California and how Umapati Maharaj, who was then Umapati Prabhu, this is in the 60s, he briefly left active service in ISKCON, and how Srila Prabhupada was praying for him and feeling such deep separation from him. And by Prabhupada's mercy, he attracted Umapati, at that time Prabhu, back, and he came and bowed down to Prabhupada. And it describes in Prabhupada Lilamrita how when Prabhupada saw Umapati Maharaj, he lifted him up and very emotionally embraced him. How many of you were personally embraced by Srila Prabhupada? So, what a inconceivable good fortune that we have the association of someone who was personally embraced by Sri Rupa. Not only embraced, but with such deep affection and gratitude that he came back to Prabhupada's loving service.
Well, I'll tell you a story. Because I left in New York, what happened was, because of course when I came, I think I told the story the other day, but I'm going to repeat it because it's important for everybody. So of course I was a wild hippie when I joined, and I was just used to doing whatever I wanted, any kind of sense gratification. It's, you know, the sky was the limit. So then I took up Krishna consciousness, you know, and you couldn't do this and you couldn't do that, and I mean you couldn't even drink tea, you know. And I thought, how can tea be sinful? Little old ladies drink tea, you know. Of course, little old ladies are sinful. So anyway, one day Prabhupada was giving class, and he said that a family should live together like strangers in the same hotel. So I thought, well, that's too much, you know. I said, this is not for me. So I thought about it for a few days, and I went to see Prabhupada, and I said, I'm going to leave. And Prabhupada said, why? And I said, because you said a family should live together like strangers in the same hotel. The Prabhupada showed me a verse in the Gita about detachment. I said, yeah, but I'm going. And Prabhupada said, well, what can I do? And it's only recently that the story has really come back to me in full force that Prabhupada would not back down, not even to keep me from leaving. Because today you hear people say, well, we got to compromise or people won't stay and this and that. But Prabhupada would not back down one inch, not even to keep me from leaving. And I was, like he said, I was 1/20th of the whole Hare Krishna movement. But Prabhupada would never, never, never back down. And I also had an experience following that principle in Asia, that one evening when I was first starting there, then one young man said to me, you know, he said, you're too heavy. He said, Oriental people will never accept this. He said, you're too heavy. It will never go here, you know. And I said, I'm not going to compromise. He said, you can't. It will just never go over. And he left. And I didn't hear from him for many months. And then I was somewhere else and I got a fax that he had come back and said that everything I had said was right. And now he is one of my most loving disciples. So I took that cue from Prabhupada, never back down, never compromise. In the beginning, we couldn't understand this because Prabhupada would never, ever compromise. Never, not on anything, not the least little bit. He would never, we thought this was a fault in his character. You know, that the Swami should be more liberal. You know, but he would never, never come. He said, this is the way it is. And he would show us in the Gita, or sometimes he would even say, it's this way because I say it's this way. So he taught us that in the very beginning, you never compromise, because I'm hoping that you're all going to go out into the world and preach. That's what I'm hoping you're all going to do. I mean, you know, there's plenty of room for 4,000 preachers in the world. We'll find a place for every one of you. And I hope that you'll remember this story, that no matter what happens, you stick to Gita, you stick to Prabhupada's teachings, and you never move one little bitty bit. And then I show you Prabhupada's compassion. So in those days, we didn't have these little electronic things that they have now, these little printed circuit boards, you know, a tape recorder this big. That technology was not available. And Prabhupada had a tape recorder. It was considered a small tape recorder. It was this big, you know, and the record player. And and it would always break down. And the devotees would come and get me because I had a background in electronics. And I would come and fix it. So one day I went to the temple, but I went up to Prabhupada's apartment, but I wasn't with Prabhupada. I was talking to Kirtanananda. And Prabhupada came into the room, and he walked up to me, and he said, "Even if you don't want to be one of us, you must associate with us. You cannot get away from us." So that shows you the compassion of Prabhupada, because what was I? What am I now? What was I, you know? One more hippie on the street, you know. But still Prabhupada was so concerned. I'll give you another story. You may have heard that, or you may have read in Lamrita, that there was a young boy, I forget what Satsrup called, Satsrup changed his name, but he ran after Prabhupada with a knife before we had the place at Second Avenue. Prabhupada was staying at this boy's place. I think his name was Paul. He had an Irish last name. And Prabhupada was staying with him, and Mukunda, who was Mike then, Mukunda Maharaj, was living next door. And one day, Paul got high on drugs, something very strong, and he grabbed a knife and started running after Prabhupada with it. And Prabhupada ran next door to Mike's place. I didn't know anything about this at Second Avenue, but one day this new guy showed up. I'd never seen him before, but some of the other guys seemed to know him, you know. And I heard Prabhupada talking about him with one of the other boys, and Prabhupada said, "He's making advancement, don't you think?" Prabhupada was so eager that he could make advancement, and I found out later that this was the same boy who had run after Prabhupada with a knife. And Prabhupada's only thought was, "Is he making advancement?" You see, that is a Vaishnava. But anyway, I understand that you're all going to abandon me tomorrow. Right? Is that right? You're all going to abandon me, right? And I want to say I'm going to miss you. It's been fun having the temple so packed you can't move. Having to work your way through, especially holding a plate of ghee lamps above your head. But I'm going to miss y'all. It's really been really great having you. And it's been really great seeing my old friend Radhanath Swami again. I missed him when I was in Chotapati. He was somewhere else. But I always look forward to these opportunities when I can meet him. I think we've been friends since 1984 when I went to New Vrindavan that summer. I think that's when I met you, yeah. You know. And he's not somebody, I don't get a lot of his association. But 1/11th of a second, you know, is enough to save me. So I'm grateful for whatever 1/11th of a second I can get of his association. And I'm really amazed. I'm just amazed at him. He can just sit in the temple and sweetly chant Hare Krishna and have everybody jumping up and down and screaming. Right? Right? So I know that he is getting a lot of mercy from Srila Prabhupada. Right? I got the hug, but he's getting the power. Right? There's no doubt that Srila Prabhupada is extremely pleased with Radhanath Swami. You can tell because he has such power to attract people. So I want to thank you all for coming here. And I want to thank you for enlivening me with your association. And I'm looking forward to the next time when the temple is so crowded that I can't move. So thank you all for coming, and special thanks to Radhanath Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Umapati Swami Maharaj ki.
Radhanath Maharaj ki. Jai.
We have just a few more minutes till Dhammadharastakam. Am I supposed to sing to him? Shankashanitai Prabhu has ordered me to sing Dhammadharastakam. What can I say? Throughout the year, all of our devotees are always discussing the loving reciprocations and the pastimes that they have had with Jananivas Prabhu and Pankajangari Prabhu. So it's always one of the most intimate highlights of coming to Sri Mayapur Dham, especially for me personally. Let us welcome, well, not welcome, he's welcoming us. Let us offer our sincerest gratitude for the life of devotion and the compassion of His Grace Jananivas Prabhu.
I'm also a chaupati man. Thank you. Radhanath Maharaj proclaimed that I was also a chaupati man, and I think that most of you have also kindly accepted me as part of your group. I'm very much honored to be with you. It's such a beautiful month in Kartik. We can see Damodar every day. We can offer lamps with devotion. Everybody is devotionally inclined during this month. So it's always a wonderful festival. But here we have a festival within a festival. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj has come and 4,000 devotionally minded devotees have just increased like anything the atmosphere of Sri Dham Mayapur in this month. And these are wonderful descriptions of Lord Chaitanya from birth to sannyas. I could have spoken that in half an hour and thought that, you know, I did pretty well. But I don't know much. He gets into the heart of every member of the Panchatattva, every member of their devotees, every personality. It's a whole new story we've never even heard before, a dream. What went on inside the heart of some devotee? We just read the name. But he brings these people alive. He brings them out of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavan. Brings them as they are, eternal associates of the Lord. So this is the benefit of Krishna Katha, hearing from the lips of the devotees. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that if one hears the glorification of Sri Navadvip Dham, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates with complete attention, rapt attention, and complete conviction that the person, the devotee who is speaking, he has complete faith in that person, that the words are identical with what he is saying. When he's actually speaking, if you have that implicit faith, those words actually, not simply words that go into your heart, but actually manifest there. You can, practically, you can see the leela that's being described. If you have that implicit faith on the words coming from the mouth of a pure devotee, and you hear them with rapt attention. So we can practically experience that when Srila Radhanath Maharaj is speaking, how these Chaitanya Charitamrita just becomes alive. These personalities jump out the pages of his words. These lips are like pages of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. They jump out of just as they jump out of the Chaitanya Charitamrita when you read these stories, they sing. Also, he brings them to life. So it's a very wonderful experience, because the International Society is simply an extension of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's all that's happening in ISKCON, is what was happening when Mahaprabhu was here, associating with devotees, chanting, spreading Krishna consciousness. And fulfilling the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which he never fulfilled. He wanted the holy name to be heard in every town and village of the world. That was his mission. And now we see how that mission is simply being extended, that the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime didn't finish with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's still going on, it still has to be completed. And we see how such wonderful devotees are taking this spirit and expanding like anything. So here is a practical example that His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is bringing 4,000 devotees of Mahaprabhu to his own Dham, and just simply hearing and chanting the glories of Sri Panchatattva. And not only that, it must be very exhausting for Maharaj to speak for 3 hours continuously. But then he takes us and into the sweet pastime of Damodar, he's leading the kirtan. And then he takes us into a roaring kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Again, it goes on and on and on. The whole temple is roaring and roaring and roaring. Already it's roaring, but now we have another 4,000 devotees chanting and dancing. And it's such a wonderful experience. I said, Maharaj, you transformed the whole atmosphere here. He said, into animals. I said, into cows. You've made the plant like Goloka. You transported us all to Goloka and Shwedadvip by this wonderful chant. So this is what life is for. It's simply for hearing and chanting in the association of devotees. And when we get this wonderful opportunity, we can actually get a glimpse of, you know, what Krishna consciousness is, how it should be, how the whole world is, will be. This is the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada. We have no time for anything else, just association with devotees, hearing and chanting. And this is the most pleasing thing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he got the message from Advaita Prabhu, who was in Navadvipa, that in Navadvipa nobody's buying any rice. That was the message. Means that all chanting Hare Krishna, that they're forgetting to eat even. Mahaprabhu was very, very happy. That's what made him happy. So we are having this this wonderful excuse me this wonderful association with Maharaj, and it's really already the Mayapur is a spiritual world, but here is even in bringing a greater enlightenment with the devotee's conscious, Krishna consciousness, the devotional consciousness, has really made Mayapur what it, you know, it should be like this all the time. We hope, and we know it will be in the future. So we're so grateful for you all to come. It's so nice to be with such cultured devotees of Krishna Association, and dealings are very, very nice. Too nice for words, I may say. So thank you all very much for coming to Sri Dhammayapur on this wonderful pilgrimage under the guidance of our beloved Radhanathswami. And I thank you for allowing me, or at least recognizing me, to be a part of your yatra. Hare Krishna. Shri Radhanathswami Maharaj ki. Shri Prabhupada ki. Chaupati yatra ki. Nikai Gopremanandi. Thank you.
Yesterday, Gopastami, such a special darshan that the Pujari department and other wonderful devotees here in Mayapur, they worked for many days and stayed up all night the night before to prepare. And we were returning from Ekachakra. The darshan officially closes at 8:30 every night. And that's when Radha Madhava, Panchatattva, Narasimha Dev take rest. But some of our devotees made a request. Is it possible that the darshan could be kept up slightly later? And we heard half hour maximum. And then we heard maybe 45 minutes. Anyways, when Pankajangari Prabhu and Jananivas Prabhu saw the lines of devotees coming in bus after bus after bus after bus after bus after bus after bus. So many buses. They were coming in very late also. The nature of the compassion of these two brothers is they could not accommodate in their hearts any single devotee missing this darshan. So the darshan was kept open 2 hours and 10 minutes beyond the limits. And everyone was so happy. This morning, devotees were coming to me with tears coming from their eyes, saying, I'm so grateful we got to see Radharani's lotus feet. So please do know, Jananivas Prabhu, Pankajangri Prabhu, that effort has left a permanent, deep impression on thousands of devotees' hearts. Now, let us offer our gratitude to Pankajangari Prabhu.
Eva! Eva! Actually, I think you must have all received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. We were powerless to close, actually. He kept the darshan for you.
It must have been that is a first. We never ever stayed open so late for anyone before. I think you must have been empowered by Nityananda.
Chaupati devotees are not anyone. They are special.
And yesterday, Sanjana was, I'd never seen the Radha Madhava so happy as last night. I was a little nervous that we're breaking the rule. Well, not breaking the rule, but keeping the deities up from taking their rest. We're following Vaidhi Sarana Bhakti here. We should follow the rule carefully. No, don't make any offense to the deities. But when we were standing close, the deities were smiling like anything. I never ever saw them smile like that. And Radhanath was also smiling, beam, beautifully. I didn't know whether it was a reflection of them or they were smiling a reflection of him. I was also confused. But this is Mayapur Dham. This is Mayapur Dham, the spiritual world. The proof is, there are many proofs. Well, one proof is, we can only accommodate 2,500 people. But the, somehow or other, due to the accommodating potency of Mayapur, we fit 4,000 people. The temple can only accommodate 1,000 people comfortably. So you see, the accommodating potency is at work here. That the 5,000 people in the temple, and there was room for more. So you may go on increasing the yatra. I really felt this the time that you've been here very uplifting for myself and the atmosphere in general. I've been very busy. You've certainly kept me out of Maya. I've had some one or two sleepless nights, but quite late nights or early mornings. Somehow or other we've been busy with the Nrisingadev has a new set of teeth from Muralidhara Prabhu, if you notice. So that took us some time. The devotees are leaving now. Some left this morning. Parting is sweet sorrow. Tomorrow most of you will leave. It'll be vacant tomorrow, the temple. My heart will also have a little vacant hole. I'll have to find something to do to keep me out of Maya. So thank you for coming and supporting this wonderful movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by taking the essence yourselves and practicing it under the very able guidance of your leaders. We thank you for the appreciation of the Mayapur management to accommodate everyone here nicely. But I tell you a secret. I know, I sit on this board sometimes. We send down men to Chaupati to see how they do it, how to accommodate people and treat people very cordially. So we've learned, it means that we've been successful in learning from you how to some degree. But we're still trying, we're hoping to improve also. So I'd like to repeat, we're sorry for any of the shortcomings and inconveniences and austerities that you may have had to face, some of you, but without any complaints. And only when I asked people, there was only glorifying the, even someone was in the Dharamshala with maybe 15 other men who's a respectable Bombay person without, and said it was wonderful, luxurious accommodation. So the humility was very touching that you accepted this austerities. And Srila Prabhupada also apologized to us on Gopurnima festival, the first biggest Gopurnima festival, because the building, the lotus building was the only building there, and it was still incomplete. It was like a superstructure. Only the temple in Srila Prabhupada's room was complete. And Srila Prabhupada apologized to all his disciples and the devotees there that he wasn't, that if we that we made some, that we've caused you any inconvenience. So, anyway, it's been a wonderful yatra, and we hope to, I know you don't come every year because there's so many other tirthas that you visit. But this one has been especially memorable for me, and we'll work hard to accommodate for the next time you come, so you can make your stay even more spiritual and pleasant. Thank you very much for your association. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
I want to get the last word in here. So I want to thank Radhanath Maharaj for reminding me of that hug by Srila Prabhupada. But I've just had another thought, that you 4,000 people, you are a hug from Srila Prabhupada to Radhanath Maharaj.
Thank you, Mara. That means I am forever indebted as your obedient servant. Prabhupada's mercy is coming. So specially through all of you to me. Thank you. It's time for Dhamma Dharastakam, but I'll say a few words.
10 minutes. 15 minutes.
I'd like to offer our gratitude to all the devotees who organized this yatra. I asked for the names, but the list is several pages of people who took serious responsibilities and worked very hard to make this yatra possible. People like Sanat Kumar Prabhu, Radhakund Prabhu, Vasudev Prabhu, Abhiram Prabhu, who really, really helped organize with their team, and many others, organizing the traveling and the facilities and the accommodations. And then for cooking, it was amazing prasad, was it not? To save money for all of you, they imported every ingredient practically from different parts of India, from Andhra Pradesh, from Punjab, from Uttar Pradesh, from Himalayas, I don't know where else. But they did extensive research, the top best possible quality at the cheapest price for each type of grain, each type of everything, oil. And what was costing us about 250 rupees a plate in Vrindavan years ago when we had Brijabasi's cooking was costing much better, more preparations, was costing us less than 50 rupees. Because of the very intelligent ordering and because all of the devotees who were up, they woke up the cooks every morning at 1 o'clock to have that feast cooked for you by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. For almost 4,000 people. Big crew, headed by Radha Ballava Prabhu and especially Gauranga Prabhu and many others. And all the other devotees who worked so hard, I cannot say their names, but you know who you are. Let everyone very, very enthusiastically offer our gratitude to these great Vaishnavas. Plus trucking 5.5 tons worth of stuff from Bombay and Pune and Belgaum to come here just to set up. Really, really gigantic endeavor. But they did it without asking anything in return except a bowl full of blessings. And most of all, I'd like to thank all of you who have come and have been so patient and so tolerant with all of the shortcomings that may have been, and have maintained such beautiful enthusiasm and such sincere love and dedication to the glorious mission of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I thank you. This year, we especially discussed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela of taking sannyas because it commemorates the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas. But interestingly, it also marks the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada taking sannyas. 1959. They're both very auspicious dates for anniversaries. Srila Prabhupada took sannyas for the exact same reason as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that he could put his body, mind, soul, words, life, everything into the service of reaching out to the hearts of all of humanity to give the treasure of Lord Chaitanya's gift, the matchless gift of pure devotional service, following in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan. Let us conclude the yatra by expressing our deepest gratitude to Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for renouncing all the things that people hold so dear to them to give all of us Krishna consciousness. Very loudly, please. Final prayer for Jaipatak Swami Maharaj, Rasagya Devi, Grahilad, and prayers for all devotees in need. I thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna.